Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. We have a guest I've been looking forward to speaking to, Pamela Capone. Pamela is the author of I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and A Perfect Amazing Grace. Wow, that's a good title. Pamela, welcome.
Thank you so much, Stuart. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, before we get started, I guess I'm going to ask you the question that everybody must ask you, but are you any relation to?
Well, you know, we're not really supposed to talk about that.
Okay. Well, I'm just kidding.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Yes?
No.
No, well, that's good.
I guess Capone is a pretty common name in Italy, so, and if we are related, it's a direct result of my husband's family, not mine.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of him. I was thinking of Sam Rabinowitz, but that's okay. Anyway, Pamela, tell us, these are little essays that you've written really about some of your own life experiences, aren't they?
Yes, it is. They are, actually. They're all true stories. Sometimes they're things that have happened to me that I've written down, and sometimes they're observations. Sometimes the stories are a result of just paying attention and seeing different metaphors in my day, and I expand on them.
Interesting. And what are some of, can you give us like a couple of the most interesting ones that you can share with us?
Sure. One of my favorite stories is called Borders. And that was a story, that was something that happened to me on my way back, on a flight back from Guatemala City. I do some work at a girls' school in Guatemala called IMA. Anyway,
that's
I just
neat.
Spent a week there, and I was on my way back, and I was seated in a window seat, which I do not like at all. I get kind of claustrophobic, so started out not great with that little fact. But anyway, so there was a woman who was seated next to me who had a real problem with boundaries and her own space. She really was a very free spirit, and she was really excited about looking out the window, and she was really talkative, and I was really exhausted from my work that week. And so it was a pretty funny story, and one of the reasons I like it is that it combines humor, true, totally happened exactly the way I wrote it. And in the end, it was a little bit about redemption and understanding, and it was really funny, but it was also pretty meaningful for me. And then another story that I really like is about, this one's not so funny, it's just kind of heartwarming. And it's something that I heard about that I just wrote down, so I can't take credit for writing it. It was just a really sweet story, but it was about my husband's Uncle Pete Capone, who was a carpenter and just this wall of love, just the sweetest man, the most one of the gentlest spirits I'd ever met. So he was a carpenter, and he saw that there was a man outside attempting to break into his garage, which was also his tool shed. So he had the tools in there that he used to make a living. So he saw the man, and rather than call the police, he just approached him and just told him that he didn't need to steal them, that those tools were welcome to him anytime. He reached in his pocket and he handed him his key, his own key for that tool shed. And the man took it and left quietly. Later that day, some of the family members saw the man return, and it appeared that he was trying to see if the key worked, and it did. And he just left. He didn't actually use it. And then many years later, that man returned, and he showed up at the funeral of Uncle Pete, and he told the family members, he was actually wearing the key around his neck on a chain. Mm. And he said that day, that demonstration of grace and compassion and humanity from Uncle Pete changed his life. He said he never stole again. He went into the carpentry business.
That's quite a story.
A huge impact on him. So I love that story, and
it's a good story, but it could have gone very badly too. I mean, in reality,
it could have ended up Uncle Pete dead.
I mean, take a big risk when you approach criminals in the act of a criminal act. But that's a very nice ending.
I love that he showed that compassion.
That's very nice. Now, what do you do down in Guatemala again? You were mentioning.
Well, there's a girls' school in Guatemala City. Guatemala City called IMA, stands for International Medical Assistance.
I've been in Guatemala City many times. I've been there many times to Guatemala City.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
I love Guatemala. So there's a girls' school that I'm a sponsor coordinator And so I get to go there every year, and I love it. It's doing a great work there in the city with girls and women.
Very interesting. I mean, I know there's a word I learned for the first time in Guatemala City. This was a long time ago, but I knew someone that lived in kind of a nice neighborhood, and they had a watchaman. Mm-hmm. I said, "What's that?" They were trying to say watchman.
Yeah. Watchman.
Watchaman, they call it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great
it's
place.
It can be a dangerous city, though. It can be a dangerous city.
Yeah. Yeah. From what I understand, it's got over 100 murders a week in the city, and pretty rough, but I love the people there.
Years ago, I was doing some...
I love what I get to do there.
I was doing some business there. I'm probably going back 30, 40 years ago, probably. And I had some really good connections. I could go into the palace, but I think they all got shot or something. So connections are all gone now. Your book sounds really interesting, Pamela. And again, I'm assuming that your uncle, Eddie Capone, he wasn't related to Mr. Rabinowitz either, so we don't have to go there. Tell us again the name of your book and how everyone can read a copy of it.
It is "I Punched Myself in the Eye: Stories of Self-Sabotage, Perfect Amazing Grace." It's available on Amazon.com, and you can also log on to my website, PamelaCapone.com, or IPunchedMyselfInTheEye.com.
All right, folks, you heard it, PamelaCapone.com. "I Punched Myself in the Eye." Sounds like some really great and inspirational stories. Pamela, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.